So I have this friend, Brittany, who is a, she works for one of these travel sites.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her jobs is to kind of go through their complaint department, basically. She is their complaint department. So every once in a while, she'll put them together and she'll post them. So she had a few that I thought I would run by you because I just thought this is hilarious. These are some complaints that they got this year on their travel site. Okay. Somebody actually wrote to them and said, you know, they should not allow topless sunbathing on the beach. It was very distracting to go on vacation with my husband. He just wanted to relax. There were these boobs everywhere.
Put the boobs away. He hates them. He doesn't like looking at boobs all the time.
We're on vacation. He's trying to relax. Stop it.
I think that helps you relax, actually. Because then you don't have to think about, I wonder what her boobies look like.
On my holiday to India, I was disgusted to find that almost every restaurant we went to served curry. I don't like spicy food.
Didn't want to eat Indian in India.
We went on holiday to Spain, and while the trip was great, the problem we had was that all the taxi drivers only spoke Spanish.
Wow.
This is my favorite one. I love this one. We booked an excursion through your site to a water park, but nobody told us we had to bring our own swimsuits and towels.
We assumed
it was included in the price.
No. I can see the towels.
Yeah.
But not... Oh, come on.
They don't provide swimsuits. What do you think? They have swimsuits like a big giant Kleenex box. They just pull out a swimsuit and give it to the next person.
Yeah, that's a thing that you have to shop for weeks to find the right one.
Yeah. No, I'm with her on towels. If you pay a lot of money and you're going to a water park, okay, maybe you don't know. If you've never been to one before, you got to bring your own towels. But I can see if you're spending a lot of money, you assume they're providing towels. But swimsuits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I always think because hotels give you towels. So I wouldn't think to bring a towel.
Yeah.
To a water park. So
if you go to a water park, you got to bring a towel.
Oh.
The beach was too sandy. We had to clean everything every time we returned to our room.
They didn't complain about that.
They did.
No.
Yep. In fact, they went on to say, and by the way, on the website, the sand didn't look like it did on the website. The sand was very white, but when we got there, it was a little more yellow.
Wow. They don't control the sand.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting because every year my family, we take a vacation. We go to Mexico. We go to Puerto Vallarta. That's our place.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Puerto Vallarta, you know that they do the siesta thing. Not everybody does, but a lot of people do. You know that whatever you got to do, get it done before 4:00. And then there's a siesta time and then you can come back for dinner later. So somebody actually wrote to my friend's website and said, you know, the shopkeepers in Puerto Vallarta are very lazy. They close in the afternoon when I needed to buy things. Whatever the siesta time is, it should be banned.
I don't know what that is. What is that? So for an hour during the day, they close or what?
Yeah. Listen, in New York, they do that in a lot of restaurants where they when they switch over from lunch to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They close for a couple from like 3 to 5 so that they can turn the kitchen over and clean and whatever and the staff can eat, that kind of stuff. But in Mexico, a lot of places in Mexico, especially Puerto Vallarta, they have a siesta time where it's basically like the shops, everything closes by, I think it's 4:00. And they close for about an hour or two depending on the store and where you are. And they basically just like take some downtime. You know, a siesta. They take a nap. They go eat lunch. They go home. They see their families. They take a couple hours and have a life. It's not all work like Americans. But I love the idea of going to another country and expecting them to behave
like Brooklyn people.
Yeah, like Brooklyn people. Let's see. Nobody told us there'd be fish in the water. The children were scared.
I can see if you go to a pool and there's fish in the water, that's probably a problem. But if you go to the lake or the ocean, there's probably creatures in there.
The brochure said there was a fully equipped kitchen. There was no egg slicer in any of the drawers.
No, no. Isn't it called a knife?
An egg slicer.
Egg slicer. Like,
that's your big priority when you're on vacation. Let's see. I think it should be explained on the website that the local convenience store does not sell good cookies. I like certain cookies. The local convenience store didn't have any of those cookies.
Why do people leave the house? If you're going to complain about the cookies in the store, don't leave the house.
It took us 9 hours to fly home from Jamaica to England. It took Americans only 3. This is unfair. Well, you see, America is closer to Jamaica than England is. Do you understand how maps work? That's a funny one. I love that. I love that somebody complained about that. I compared the size of our one-bedroom suite to our friend's 3-bedroom. Ours was significantly smaller.
Oh, really? Because you had 2 less bedrooms.
That was a complaint that my friend Brittany had to deal with. She actually had to respond to the person and say, well... This is my favorite thing. She had to actually explain to the woman that it says the size of the room. The woman expected like a 1-bedroom was going to be just a big giant 1-bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then a 3-bedroom was just the same size, but just, you know, you get more bedrooms.
But that's not how it works in real life.
It says on the website specifically what the square footage is in per room. And my friend had to literally do a screenshot of both of those and send it to the woman and be like, hi, it was right there on the website. Sorry you missed this.
Yeah, we're not trying to hide anything from you.
Yeah, you got to be, you know, got to be nice about it. Somebody else, very upset. We had a lineup outside to catch a boat. There was no air conditioning outside.
None on the outside?
No air conditioning outdoors. Wow. I got bitten by a mosquito. The website said nothing about mosquitoes.
No, you can't complain about that.
Yeah. My fiance and I requested twin beds when we booked, but instead we were placed in a room with a king bed. We now hold you responsible and want to be reimbursed for the fact that I became pregnant. This would not have happened if you put us in a room with 2 separate beds like I asked for.
I didn't want him laying on top of me.
Had we had separate beds, we wouldn't have had sex. But you put us in the same bed, you know, so now I'm pregnant and it's going to cost us extra money because we have a kid and we got to pay for the kid.